Hello everyone, this is MC Goku305, your host and creator of the MC Goku305 News Radio Network on Anchor FM. On today's story, this will be about the scammer who tries to sell fake Pokemon cards and gets arrested. A Japanese man has been arrested for allegedly selling fake Pokemon cards and video games out of his shop, and other potential forgeries were uncovered. A Japanese man has been reportedly arrested for selling and procuring forged Pokemon TCG cards. Scamming and defrauding within the world of trading cards is extremely common, with eBay recently bolstering its authentication system for the buying and selling of Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards in an attempt to combat these issues. Pokemon cards have proven to be extremely lucrative, particularly in recent years. Major internet personalities and social media digital influencers have even built an entire subgenre of content around the market of these cards. It is not uncommon for certain Pokemon cards, especially if they are shiny first editions or in pristine condition, to sell for thousands of dollars. Each, unsurprisingly, the money-making potential of these cards have led to a variety of different scams and potential schemes. Some of these scam artists will try to recreate in-demand cards of their own. Now, people, defining the terminology of recreation means they take a copy of a original Pokemon card, put it into their computer through a scanner using Adobe software to use a template and a digital background, and to copy and paste the information on a Pokemon card. That is what it means when you do a digital recreation of a in-demand cards to look identical and authentic to the original material. But these scams can be looked at. If you look in the back of any Pokemon card, if it does not say 4Kids attached to it, which has a date of the 1999, 1996, or 1997, you know it's fraudulent. Now, if these dates are around 2014 and 2016, 2014, you'll see 4Kids or Konami, which is spelled K-O-O-N-A-M-I, or sometimes K-O-N-A-M-I, Konami, or the 4Kids Entertainment, or 4K Entertainment for short. These episodes that we saw on television, from Yu-Gi-Oh! To Pokemon, were produced by either company, or which was bought out or either sold. Now back to the subject. Passing them off, these cards, as the real thing, others will advertise cards on being in good condition, but deliver them with snuffs, scratches, and creases. They are even sellers who list ultra rare cards only to deliver completely different collectibles, which is exactly what happened with various people of the digital YouTube community and some Instagram personalities. Now, people, the rare cards that I am speaking about are cards that were only in Japan, such as certain Dark Swordsman cards, certain cards of Exodia, certain cards of different, like Squirtle, Pikachu, different, very different cards from either the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise or the Pokemon franchise. So I put, because both franchises are very popular. So this person who was doing it from their own actual store were selling these, you know, with video games to falsify video games, which would be spoken by as well. Laws and prosecutions set to define against these sorts of situations weren't enough to stop one man from allegedly scamming his customers. According to Nintendo Life, a My Pre Freakular shop owner by the name of Yakanori Harada was arrested by the Japanese police after selling a Pokemon card for 2,200 yen back in December of 2021. Aside from the forged card, Harada had a fake copy of Rocket Man, or the Rock Man, the Japanese version of Mega Man, up for sale in the store, along with 150 additional cards and games suspected of being fake. The store issued a statement that it would stay open through no additional comments were given regards the ongoing investigation. Like the Georgian man who spent $57,000 of COVID relief money on Pokemon cards, law enforcement was swift to step in and investigate this case. Some might view a full Brown investigation and an arrest as something of an overreaction when a fine may have sufficed. However, the severity of Harada's punishment might be seen as more responsible when more information comes along regarding the length and gravity of his alleged malpractice. It's good that the entire shop was not shut down, because it's hard to believe that his reputation will not be imperishable damaged following this incident. When it comes to novelty goods and collectibles and gaming memorabilia, the enthusiasts take authenticity and integrity very seriously. Hopefully, not too many Pokemon TCG fans were ripped off by this store. Now, everyone, a lot of people have seen Pokemon over the years and seen Pokemon nowadays. But in my case, everybody, I haven't been a Pokemon watching in a long time because, you know, a lot of programming bugs like 4Kids came off the air. And since they have the properties and ownership of Pokemon, these properties are very, very popular, which gives a scammer a avenue to attempt to, you know, rip people off. Now, we have a brand new reboot Pokemon series which takes Ash Ketchum to a younger look, and it takes even Pikachu to almost the same younger look, but still looking the same. Now, that one came out around a couple years ago, which I have to get time to watch this stuff because I've been Pokemon fan a long time. You know, I still have not remember being on myself of it, like Pokemon cards, old school stuff. But I remember looking at from the old season that 4Kids did. I know nowadays that Disney Company has it now, which is cool too. But for the main thing, everybody, always remember something. If you're buying something from either owner, because Pokemon Company now dubs and everything to do with Pokemon. But this is not just about Pokemon, it's about any category of trading cards that you're getting ready to get. Please remember, if you're getting ready to purchase a trading card, look on the internet and find out, you know, who is the actual licensor, not just of the card itself, but of the anime or manga, depending if you're getting a trading card game that has something to do with an anime show or a manga, as I pronounce it, have released. Or if it's from some cartoon on Nick, Disney, or Cartoon Network, or NBC, wherever you're watching a cartoon now, even Netflix or Amazon, wherever you're watching a cartoon at or anime show, but depending on what you're looking at, make sure to find out who is behind it, who's buying a trading card game. Because some companies like Bandai Namco or Viz Media or various people like Funimation, Crunchyroll, Toonzai, Bangzoom, some companies will let other people come in and take the load off their shoulders and release a trading card series. Just like if you see Bandai, they are the ones who always put out the content for Pac-Man, the content for Ms. Pac-Man, and a lot of content for the Dragon Ball franchise, with video games, different things, even Naruto. If you ever go into a store and you look at the back of the thing, you see T15 logo is true, people might look for, you also see Bandai, you'll see Viz Media in the back of it, because Viz Media are the licensors from this serial. Now, if you look on a game, and not like a video game or whatever, from Dragon Ball Z, you'll look and see it says Funimation, and then you'll see Bandai as well. Bandai holds a lot of content-wise for stuff like this. So, now, in some ways, Bandai does have properties with franchises like Yu-Gi-Oh! But as of right now, Pokemon, the main subject, is owned by the Pokemon Company and licensed by the Disney Company. So you will either see on the back of a Pokemon DVD, depending on which one you get. If you're getting the early 90s and 2000s, either Pokemon, any kind of memorabilia Pokemon, you're going to see either 4K, 4 Kids Entertainment, the Summit Group, or you will see Konami or Toonzai. One of those companies are going to be on the back of a Pokemon card, because hands have changed who owns it now. So those are the names you'll see on the back of the card. Just to let everybody know this, depending on what property you get, because they have fake Pokemon DVDs, they have fake Pokemon manga, they have a lot of fake content out there. So just let everybody know, these are the things you will see of the Pokemon franchise. You will see this stuff, but please note, if Konami, the Summit Group, 4K Entertainment, 4Kids, or Disney Company, or certain people like Konami, if you don't see them on the back of those Pokemon, you know, memorabilia or trading cards, you're getting scammed. All right, everybody, have a great day. Follow me on twitch.com, at KidGeneArtist, Instagram, MCGoGoGo305, and Facebook, official MCGoGoGo305. Type in the real MCGoGoGo305. I'm on there, everybody. Bye.